Okay, my friends, we're on Daf Zayin, Amir Aleph. Amir Rav Chalboy, Amir Rav Huna, Amir Rav Abba, Barzavta, Amir Rav. Wait, it's interesting. Why does it say Amir Rav Chalboy, Amir Rav Huna, Amir Rav Abba, Barzavta, Amir Rav? Why does it just say Amir Rav?
Everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, this is like Rav Chalboy, Rav Huna, Amir Abba, Amir Zavta, Amir Rav. Says Akiva, there's a machlokes between Rav Aaron Soloveitchik and Rav Meir Stern. If I'm not mistaken, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik is the son of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, grandson of Rav Chaim. And I believe that they had a machlokes, if I remember correctly, at Heshir Banowitz's wedding, as to whether or not. Listen, if I have to say over a Rashba, if I have to say that I saw in the Sukkos David that he brings the Rashba, and I heard from Rabbi Schweitzer that he saw in the Sukkos David that it says in the Rashba, just say the Rashba. But call Omer David Shem Omer, maybe Gula Olam. David Shem Omer, the Omer is the Rashba. The Omer is not the Sukkos David, the Sukkos David brings the Rashba. And Rabbi Schweitzer saw the Rashba. I have to say that the Chaim David heard from Rabbi Schweitzer that he saw in the Sukkos David that he brings the Rashba. I have to do that? So if I'm not mistaken, there was a machlokes between Rabbi Meir Stern and Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik at Heshir Banowitz's wedding. Whether you have to do it. And I think that the Pashup Shad in the Gemara seems to say, Amar Rav Chalboy, Amar Rav Huna Barab, Barazada, Amar Rav. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Abba. It's like it's four people. What do you have to say every single one of them? It seems like in order to be maybe a Gula Olam, you have to not just say who said it, but who told you who said it to. It's interesting that Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Shurkin never used to say a lot of things from the Rishonim. He never said who he's saying it from, also from the Achronim. He's Rabbi Yaakov Shurkin Chaim Berlin, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Shurkin. So his son said that he wanted to be Mechanech his Talmidim. He was afraid if he would say it's like Rabbi Kivega, then everyone would just like, you know, like just like accept it as if it was, you know, given. But he just said the kasha, like, that's not a shver. It's like Rabbi Kivega's the oh. So he wouldn't say who asked the kasha in order that they should like think about it. He wanted everyone to be able to think on their own without being swayed by it's a Rashba, it's a Ritva, it's a Rabbi Kivega. So he left out the names for the purpose of being mechanech. It would appear that if you're leaving out names for the purpose of being mechanech, at least Rav Shurkin held that you're allowed to do it, even though maybe gula lo ilam. But if there's a tafkid, a tachlis, and not saying it b'shem oim, right? So then you'll be allowed to do it. But it seems like it's okay. But apparently that would override. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Amar Rav Chalboy, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Abba Bar Zavda, Amar Rav. Achas Besula, V'yachas Almone, Tuna Broche. Rachji says, Birchas Chasanim. Birchas Chasanim is when? By the Erusin or by the Nisuin? By the Nisuin. Umi Amar Rav Huna, Hachi, V'amar Rav Huna, Almona Eina, Tuna Broche. Did Rav Huna really say that? Runa says that Almana does not need a bracha. I thought you said Almana does need a bracha. Now he says Almana does not need a bracha. Asks Yossi.
Why can't he say, I mean, he's quoting originally in the whole thing, he was quoting just what somebody else said. Why can't he say his own thing? Why can't that just be the idea right away? He's saying his own idea, but he's quoting from someone else also. It wasn't his idea.
I hear that's definitely a possibility, but it's not something we like to do. We could do that. You know, Jesse's saying the Gemara could answer. He said he quoted it, but he didn't hold that way. It's rare that we do that. I will tell you an interesting story that happened with my father. It's night court. It's like a different zone. You know what I mean? It's like a different zone. My father one time was in the shir by Rabbi Yosef Doiv Soloveitchik, Rabbi Yosef Ber Soloveitchik from YU. Now he was quite fierce. As Soloveitchiks go. And I remember there was someone named Rabbi Wahlberg who used to always say, my father saved his life, because my father was very big. So he used to hide behind my father so Soloveitchik wouldn't call on him. He would call on people and ask them to read and ask them to do other things. So it was a terror, because there was a room full of people. There was over 100 people in the room. And if you didn't do a good job, you found out about it. You were informed. Anyway, so someone There's a lot of people that went to the shiur. Some of them didn't really know what they're talking about so much. Anyway, so someone asked a question in the back of the room, and the Salavitcher couldn't hear. So he said, Sender, was it a gefragt? My father said to my father, what did he ask? And it wasn't a good question. So my father repeated the question. He started screaming at my father. It's like, I'm a Nazis. I think it was intentional. He just knew my father could take it. The other guy couldn't take it. But my father's like, you shouldn't be saying over such kashas. So if Huna said over such Torah, if he didn't hold of it, he wouldn't say it. But the Eved, sometimes we say, he said it v'lei lo svira leo, but b'derech klal. We try to avoid that. So did Rav Huna really say this? V'amar Rav Huna, mi'amar Rav Huna hachi, v'amar Rav Huna, amana eina tuna bracha. Says the Gemara lo kasha, kan b'bachar shenasa almana, kan b'alman shenasa almana. It depends on which almana. If the almana is marrying a bachar, so at least one of them is doing their very first marriage, so then they do need a bracha. But if it's an alman shenasa almana, they don't need a bracha. In fact, the Gemara of alman shenasa almana loy. V'amar Rav Nachman amar li huna bar nosan tana minayin lebirchas chasanim ba'asara. What is the makar that birchas chasanim needs 10 people? Sheneamar vayikach asara anoshim mizikne ha'ir vayomer shvu poi vayeshvu. Says the pasuk, that this is the makar for Birchas Chasana Me'asara. It's from a story of Boaz and Rus, and it says that Boaz took 10 people from Zikne Ha'ir. Boaz Almon Shanas Almonahav. Boaz was an Almon, and he married an Almona, and still this is the makar for Birchas Chasana Me'asara. Says the Gemara, "My ena tuna bracha, damar avuna ena tuna bracha called Zion. Oh, yoimecha tuna bracha, ena chanami. You're right. An almana, do they need bracha? Yes. Does the bracha have to have a sara? Yes. But do they need to have the bracha called Zion? No. Says Rashi, Boyas alman haya, have it. Do amar mar." Evtsoin Zeboyas. Ukvarhoyu loy lamid bonim velamid bonois. Bibaba Basra. He already had another name. He already had 60 children. Sorry. 30 boys, 30 girls. So did he have one wife? Probably had multiple wives, if you ask me. He had already 60 kids. What?
How come says lamid and says shoshu?
I don't know. That's at the end of a line, so they kind of have to squeeze it in. Just really... Yeah. Okay. Chassam Sofer es Akasha on Rashi. It sounds like from Rashi, the makar that Boaz was an Alman is because he had 30 sons and 30 daughters. It says in Shoiftim, Etzvoin is really Boaz and a whole Gansashtikal Torah. Ask the Chassam Sofer that in the Pasuk in Shoiftim, the Gemara in Baba Basra says, the day that Rus came to Eretz Yisrael, Boaz's wife died. So what do we see clearly from that Gemara? That Boaz was married. So why does Rashi have to bring this whole shtickle from Baba Basra over there that says that Boaz is Evtzoyin and Evtzoyin had 30 children and 30 boys? Why did he just say? It says clearly his wife died on the day that Rus came. And he answers the following thing. Rabbi say, is it really about being a almoin and an almona? Or is it really being about being a besula? Or being a boyel? So. So the hafla brings a Gemara. The Gemara says, or the Hafla says, Nichnas l'chup v'loy hispik So if they never were boiled, then she has a din of being noisias abesula. So says Dafla, just like when it comes to a woman, what's important was that she actually lived with a man, so too for a man, what's important is whether he lived with a woman. So just because Boaz was married, does that mean that he's already considered to be, have the status of an almoin, or I guess we call him a boyel? No. Why? Maybe his wife died before they had bia. So the Gemara that says that they had 60 children, so obviously he lived with his wife. He had 60 children. But the Gemara that just says that his wife died, maybe they never had bia together. That's what the Chassam Sofer suggests. It's interesting, if you look in the Rambam, basically we gave out the Rambam, Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Beis. The Rambam says, V'chein tiknu chacham l'chol anoisei besula yesameach ima shiva yamim. A besula gets 7 days. Now the Rambam changed the word from almana to beula. He started out with besula, then he says beula. Now when he comes with a man, he says bein shahaya bachar, bein shahaya almoin. Over there, the Rambam seems to leave it as almoy, not as boyel. So it's interesting. If the Rambam holds that it's totally on bu'ula and not on besula, and not on almana, that's why the Rambam switches the word bu'ula. So the Rambam should have switched also when it comes to a man. Unless the Rambam holds that only when it comes to a woman is it considered as if she wasn't boil, as if it's not, it depends on whether they live together. Well, a man maybe doesn't depend on that. Okay, that we'll have to see. Okay. Rabbi Isai, I'd like to ask a question. The Gemara brings a raya from Boaz that you need 10 people for Birchas Chasanim. The Sukkos David asks the following question. It says in the pasuk, "Yikach asar anashim zikne yevayom eshvu poi vayeshvu." Now, how did we know that what Boaz was doing here was Birchas Chasanim, which is the bracha for Nisuin? Maybe what he was doing was the bracha for Erusin. How does the Gemara know? Minayin the Birchas Chasanim Basar. Maybe what he's really doing is Birchas Erusin. Birchas Erusin needs Asar, what? I don't know. Let's try to talk that out. Says Avi, do you need Birchas Erusin for Asara?
No.
What? Do you need 10 people for Birchas Erusin? It might depend what Birchas Erusin is. If Birchas Erusin is a Birchas Ha Mitzvahs, you're going to need 10 people for Birchas Ha Mitzvahs? I would assume not. When you make a bracha, when you put up a mezuzah, when you break a bracha, when you shake lulav, when you make a bracha, when you do any Birchas Ha Mitzvahs, do you have to have 10 people? No. But if it's a Birchas HaShevach, where you're being Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Chosen and Kala, perhaps maybe it needs 10. However, I would like to say the following thing. If Birchas Erusin needs 10, then Birchas Nisuin will also need 10. Because Birchas Nisuin will be no different than Birchas Erusin. You're being Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Kedushin. So for sure, if you need Asar for Birchas Erusin, you're also going to need Asar for Birchas Nisuin. Why should there be any different?
Even Nisuin is not a Birchas Hashavah. So once you have Kedushin,
right,
that's like a huge thing. And then what's going to happen in a year from now is Nisuin. It's not as like That's crazy. So maybe Taka's only Berchus HaMitzvahs for Nisun.
No, but soon it's for sure not Berchus HaMitzvahs.
For sure not?
For sure not. No, I'm trying to answer. I'm answering as follows. Mimonashach. If Berchus Erisin is a Berchus HaMitzvahs, the Chayra, you should not need Asara. And if it's Berchus HaShevach, so then it's going to be identical to Berchus Nisuin. Because Erisin and Berchus Nisuin are basically the same thing. So in a Hanami, if this one needs Asara, that one needs Asara. And the Taka both need Asara. But I can learn on both of them because they're equal. Could be. Zak the Gemara. Says the Gemara. The Ella Haditanya Shaktu Chachom Atchanas Bnei Yisrael Shia Sameach Ima Gimel Yamim. It says in the Braisa Shaktu that Chachom Resakan that they should have Simcha for 3 days. Bimai Ibe Bacher Ho Amrit Shiva Iba Almana Amrit Yoy Mechad. So we are, right now have given us two options. One option is 7 days. Who does 7 days? A bacher. Another option is 1 day. Who does 1 day? An Alman. We don't have an option for 3 days. So what does it say in the Braisa? Shaktu Chachamim, that should be Gimel Yamim. Who's Gimel Yamim? Answers the Gemara, what'd you say? Yeah, but who's where did you? Why is there 3 days? It's either 1 day or 7 days. What's the three? Iba Yisema be'Almin Yomecha the Bracha Ushloisha leSimcha, says the Gemara. You got it all wrong. Bracha and Simcha are not identical. The Gemara obviously thought that Bracha and Simcha go together. Says that we've been talking the whole time about Bracha. That Bryce is talking about Simcha, and the two are not necessarily Tali Habaha. So therefore, Iba Yisema be'Almin. It's Yoimecha LeBracha. He has only 1 day for Bracha. Aber Shloisha LeSimcha. 3 days for Simcha. Yibay Yisema BeBachar Shiva LeBracha Ushloisha LeSimcha. Another answer is, which by a Bachar, there's 7 days of Bracha and only 3 days of Simcha. Okay. But I'd like to make a diuk in the Gemara. The Gemara says the following thing. 2 lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Iba Yisema Ba'alman Yoimecha LeBracha Ushloisha LeSimcha V'Iba Yisema BeBachar Shiva LeBracha Ushloisha LeSimcha. It says the word Iba Yisema twice. Why does it do that? Usually V'Iba Yisema is after I say one answer. If you want a second answer, I say V'Iba Yisema, I'll say it over here. I'll give you an example. Hold on. I'll give you an example. If you go to Daf Tes Amid Aleph, the Gemara asks a question. Amir Pesach Pasuch Matzasi Nemon Lo Yisrael Afrek. The Gemara Va'amai Svek Svek. It says the Gemara two answers. The Gemara says Lo Tzricha Beishas Koyin V'Iba Yisema Beishas Yisrael. But it doesn't say Iba Yisema Beishas Koyin Iba Yisema Beishas Yisrael. So why over here is there a V'Iba Yisema? Like why do we start with a V'Iba Yisema? What? What's a dacha?
So
I have two pshatim here. One pshat is the Balabatish pshat, and the other pshat is Akiva's pshat. The Balabatish pshat is that sometimes different Gemaras use different types of linguistic tendencies, or their different styles. And in a Hanami, it really doesn't make any difference. It's not so great. I mean, it's just two blot away from each other, but, you know, whatever, whoever was in charge of this one was in charge of that one, and this is the way this one wrote, this is the way that one wrote, and sometimes, where do we have this a similar type of idea? Anyone remember? In a Mishnah.
Yeah.
Mishnah's a little better. Go for it. Hey, where? Come on. Where do we have it?
So smart.
Not here. What? Habisula. Talk about Haisha Niknes. Sometimes says it with a hey, sometimes says it with a hey. It's a question of linguistic style, right? A Mishnah's a little better because Mishnahs were all compiled. They were written by different people and brought together. So sometimes they didn't necessarily make them all they didn't make them all consistent. But in the Gemara, it's a little bit harder to say, but it could be. Comes along Akiva Edelman. And he says, Azah Lamdish of Arts. Says Akiva, the Gemara, when it says, Ibayis Ema, Ibayis Ema, the Gemara is trying to emphasize is that neither one is better than the other. These two answers are both great. This is perfect. Good old both of them. It's not like, often we have an Ibayis Ema, it's like, if you don't like that one, I could say this one. It's like, you could say either one. It's like putting them both in the same. He's not saying they're both perfect. He's saying.
He's not saying that.
Ask him. He's here. He's not saying that. It's. He says no. He's not. Kiva, take it away.
They're
both good to it, sir.
Oh,
yeah, there's a difference between both bad and both good. Both bad means that there's a problem with both of them. Both good is they're equally fine. I got no problem with either one of them. So I think Akiva's saying they're both equally good. Why are we being pessimistic? Well, they're really bad. But Rabbi said this is going to get us into some trouble. As follows. Is there a machloikes between the first lashon and the second, the ibayis ema, and the other ibayis ema? What do you think, Akiva? Is there a machloikes between the first answer and the second answer? First answer, the Gemara says, "Ba'almoin yemech lebracha v'shloshes l'simcha ibayis ema b'bracha."
Second answer will hold. Almoin is only one day.
Is there a machloikas between, is this like two different opinions and there are warring factions? Or it's just, you could say this, you could say that, you could say whatever you want. They're all good. If they're all good, it would appear like they're not arguing. Right? And that's taco what the Ran says. The Ran says they're not arguing. These are both great answers. You could say this, you could say that. They're all good. They're all fine. However, the Rajba says there's actually a machloikas between the two Ibayis Emas. The Rajba says the following thing. According to the first answer, do you have more bracha or more simcha? More simcha. According to the second answer, do you have more bracha or more simcha?
More bracha.
Says the Rajba, the Lishna Kama holds, you can't have bracha without simcha. What is he doing? You can't have a Chesky sitting up.
No beards.
Everybody say, anyone needs a pen? He was supposed to not be smiling during Shia. It's supposed to be.
Fire.
You're just getting in the zone.
I was about to get my thumb off.
There you go.
I got him.
What? You getting it? Rabbi Isai. Oh, the Lishna Kama holds you cannot have bracha without simcha. You cannot have bracha. How could you have? Well, you're making sheva brachas. He's going to work. He's out like, you know, he's in his work clothes. He's showing up in his work clothes and you're having bracha. It's like it's so mundane. He needs to be that he's in a matziv of simcha, he's bitul malacha, he's staying home, he's wearing his big day Shabbos. Then you can have bracha. So there's a fundamental machloikes between the two terutzim. The choira, as they held the Rashba. Masha'enkin, according to the Ran, the Ran says, no, no one argues. You can have bracha without simcha. You can have simcha without bracha. Perhaps the pshat is as follows. The answer to that question, I do not know. What's the question? Saying that the Gemara should have just said, Le'olam.
One answer.
The answer is, bracha and simcha aren't together. Whatever your bracha is not your simcha. We're saying, Iba'is Eima. What's the Iba'is Eima things? It's a good question. What do you have to say that way? But you should just say. You should just say, the bracha and the simcha are not together. Whatever your bracha is not your simcha. Whatever your simcha is not your bracha. But that's the Gemara's trying to say. It is one teretz, basically, according to... That's what Akiva's saying. And the Gemara's just saying it in a very, drawn-out way. But it's a good question. I'll call upon him. I was thinking as follows, Rabbi Yisai. Who is the simcha focused on? The man or the woman? Who is the simcha focused on? Says the Gemara, Shaktu chacham tekanas benois Yisrael, shiusameach ima gimel yan. Who is the simcha for? The woman. Who is the bracha for?
Both.
It could be the bracha is for him. It's Bichas Chasana. So therefore, if you hold that the bracha and the simcha are really working on two totally different... Two different wavelengths. So it won't bother us if you have more of one and less of the other. They don't necessarily have to work in tandem if the two of them are not necessarily coming together. If you look in the Rambam, which we gave out, the Rambam says, Nalacha Yud Gimel, Yesh Loila Adam Lisa Nashim Rabbis Ke'achis. A man can marry many women at the same time. B'yoyim echad, on the same day. U'mevarach birchas chasanim l'kulam ke'achas. And he can make a bracha for birchas chasanim for all of them at once. Aval l'simcha, tzarech l'smayach im kol achas v'achas simcha ru'yila. He has to be sameach with each one of them, a simcha that is befitting for them. Im sula shiva, im ba'ula shloisha. Ve'in ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Can't mix one simcha with another simcha. Each one needs to get its own simcha. So therefore, he has to give each one their own days of simcha. What about bracha? What does he mean? Yesh lo mevarach brachas chasan l'kulam ke'achas. Does he mean to say that he's going to make a trillion brachas chasanim in one day? Or does he mean he's just going to say brachas chasanim once? He's going to say one bracha. Why is he making only one bracha? He's getting married many, many times. Many different women. The answer is, the birchas chasanim is for who? It's for him. So therefore, he only makes one birchas chasanim. Today he makes the bracha. The bracha is being made today. He's makayim all of them. But the simcha is for who? For her. And therefore the Rambam says, you're going to spread out the simcha over the course of many days. Maybe you do. Maybe you don't. And the Rambam therefore says you only make the bracha once. If we're assuming that's what the Rambam means. Says the Gemara, Meisvei Mevarchin lebesula Shiva ulalmana yoy mechad. My lava filu almana shenasa bachor. Sounds like all almanas only get one day. Loi le almoin. Only for an alman does he have yoyim echad. Aval le bachor, my shiva. Yachi listening mevarchin le besula shiva. Alman shenasa bachor shiva almana yoyim echad. This is the Gemara Milsa psiktok tani. The Gemara is giving you like something that is a consistent, that stays constant. The leka besula debatsa mi shiva. You'll never have a besula that has less than seven. Leka almana de batzra me yoim echad. Never be almana less than one day. Says Rashi on the bottom of Zayin Amar Aleph. Amit Shiva mi de ena tuuna de kamar av huna okino de ena tuuna Shiva mechal de tuuna de kamar av Abba is Shiva. Abba never really said that they need seven, but we could infer it from what we saw before them. Mevarachin lebesula Shiva lekamar mefarish kishabo panim chadashos mevarach kulan. Kol Yemei HaMishta V'ilai Mevarech Chada. Rashi throws in over here Zostuvisin, in order to make the bracha, you need to have panim chadashos. You have to know what's the inyan of panim chadashos and why does Rashi feel necessary to tell us the details. Oh, by the way, just so you should know, you need to have panim chadashos. Okay, we'll see that. I mean, the Gemara is going to mention it. Why does Rashi have to insert this over here? It sounds like Rashi is saying that that's an important part of understanding this Gemara. We will continue with this and more, Be'ez Hashem, hopefully, tomorrow, my friends.